The WIB Wake Up Show for a Friday, June 14th. It's Flag Day today. And birthday of a former host of the show, Matt Selvig, turning 46 today. So you knew him as the Gordy's Guru, and he's Matza Matt these days, Jason. Yeah.
Huh.
With Bernatello's Pizza, lots of matza pizza.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I would not have guessed he was that old.
Yep.
Interesting.
He maintains the boyish good looks, I guess.
He does. Uh-huh. He does. Yeah. That always stood out about him.
Is that when did you move to Eau Claire that you started listening to the two of us do M&M's in the morning over those 2002 to 2009, right?
2006 we moved here.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, started listening fairly shortly thereafter.
What was your initial reaction?
The chemistry was great between the two of you, definitely. Just a lot of playful banter between the two of you, and for sure that was the case.
Uh-huh.
And definitely, he struck me as, we'll go with youthful. I don't know what other word I would apply
energetic.
To that.
Energetic. Yeah, energetic.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, energetic. That definitely that. So.
Yeah, high energy for sure. Yeah. Those were the days, but hey, so we had 7 years on the radio together, so that was a lot of fun. So
we're coming up on that.
Yeah, maybe it's crazy. Quite, yeah, but, I mean, it will be a five. You know, I say this is your fifth year, but yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not as long on the radio every day.
That's true. That's true. Melatonin. I couldn't sleep last night, so I took about 3 milligrams of that. That stuff really knocks you out, you know.
Yeah, you know, I find that some people respond really well to it, and other people seem to not do quite as well when they're taking it. I've taken it a couple times, and I'm not sure if it really helps me when I'm trying to sleep. But Tessa takes it every night to help her with sleep. So yeah.
I think what I find is I sleep shorter but more intense, and then you have kind of some crazy dreams. That's my experience.
Sure, sure. Are you someone who typically remembers your dreams?
Not typically.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, me neither. Heather will, like, remember dreams down to, like, the specific details of, you know, like, what color people are wearing, what's written on their shirts. I mean, all of those sorts of things. And sometimes I'm a little bit jealous that she remembers them as well as she does.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it is a Friday morning heading into the weekend, and you're getting closer. The 18th is your surgery. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty good. I had a cousin email me last night and ask how I was doing with everything. Mm-hmm. And I said, I feel really pretty good. Yesterday was the first day I really felt hungry since I started the liquid diet. And and it was just kind of passing. It wasn't an all-day thing. And so that I'm getting excited about it. I'm looking forward to having 3 weeks off of work, which I have never had in my life. So, you know, part of that will be recovery for sure, but I am looking forward to having some time away.
So I think, so the day of the surgery, is that the first day you'll miss with us?
Yeah.
The 18th? All right.
Yeah, that's the plan.
And
then after that, I don't quite know yet. You and I will, I'm sure, be in touch about that.
So. All right. Well, we still got today, and we've got Acts 3:11.
And that reads, they all rushed out in amazement to Solomon's colonnade, where the man was holding tightly to Peter and John.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you said, the man healed by the power of my Holy Spirit working through Peter clung to the apostles, thankful for being made whole. The story about what happened spread quickly through the temple area. Even though Jesus was gone, his disciples were doing the same things. The people hurried to Peter and John, who were in Solomon's portico.
So one of the things I appreciate about the book of Acts is the focus on the Holy Spirit, right? You know, we in the Gospels we see a lot of Jesus, which is amazing, but in Acts we see the power of the Spirit working through people. And, you know, I touched on it there, that idea of being made whole, and I think so much of what we see is about being made whole.
That seems to be the different language or kind of a unique distinctive there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that you employed that being made whole. Again, that's mind, body, spirit, and something that we get just a taste of down here, right?
Right, so. For sure. And one day we'll be made whole and completely.
All right, hope to see you at breakfast tomorrow.
Okay. Talk to you later.
There we go. All right, birthday birthdays, anniversaries. We're open to either. Nothing on the listener line, so to Facebook we go. And happy birthday to my former co-host on the WIB Wake Up Show, Matt Selvig. And I say happy 46th birthday today to a great guy, a great brother in the Lord, and another brother from another mother. And see far too little of him these days, but appreciated his birthday greeting a couple of days ago on Facebook. And so, yeah, have an outstanding birthday, Matt. You are an inspiration to a lot of folks. Meanwhile, happy birthday to Brian Stuckup, too, who used to live here in the Chippewa Valley, and I think we've lost him to warmer climate. Happy birthday to Brian as well. I think a milestone birthday for him. Wade Copeland also used to be a resident of Western Wisconsin, but he's had some travels that have taken him far and wide to the Colorado and I think to Pennsylvania. And I'm not exactly sure where he's living these days as he turns 42 years young today. Trying to track it down. Anyhow, other birthdays. Alicia Green, happy birthday to her. John Gardo. Still remember calling some of John's games. He was a terrific football player and athlete. Sheila Woodman. Tony Christopherson. Tony, happy birthday today as well. And is it Dory Paulson? Am I understanding that Dory has a birthday today? That could be. So if that's the case, they're kind of Facebook's sharing some pictures, talking about our memories together. All right. Also on the national scene, the likely Republican nominee for president, Donald Trump, the former president, 78 today. Will Patton from Remember the Titans is 70. Boy George, 63. Yasmin Bleeth, the actress, 56. Faison Love is 56. Kevin McHale, the actor from Glee and True Blood, 36. That's not the basketball player. And Lucy Hale from Pretty Little Liars is 35. Our promise of the day, Jeremiah 33:3. Call out to me and I will show you wonderful things you do not know. Promise number 165 in the year. Check the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. Well, it's not a lot of times that we start off our first segment on Friday in the 7 o'clock hour at 717 and 64 degrees, Sam, with trying to give something away. But we've got that today twice over, don't we?
I think that's crazy. I always like to kind of tune in earlier on in the week when you guys are doing the Tuesday trivia. And I think the reason I thought that this has gone on for 2 weeks is just because it's been so long at this point.
Right.
And, you know, not knowing the answer too until yesterday was also painful for me. Like, man, I was racking my brain. What is it? Mm-hmm. And, of course, now it makes so much sense. But
okay. All right. Well, yeah, we got to go back because it did actually happened earlier this week that we dropped the question on Tuesday, gave you multiple tries, and we skipped Wednesday. Sam flew solo. How did that go for you?
It actually went quite well. You got a lot of birthday wishes, and so it was kind of fun going through those. But it went very well, I think.
Terrific. And then Caleb and I gave it actually two different tries yesterday. We talked to Farmer John, one of those segments. I believe two or three tries. I lose count now that I think of it. Maybe it was three tries. Anyhow, we are still coming up empty. And here is basically the question is 13,000 people in the U.S. are injured by what each year? 13,000 injuries happen in the U.S. each year as a result of what? We have given you a hint that it's, in the U.S. and not just in the world. Initially, we just said 13,000. It's in the U.S. We have talked about the fact that this is something that in Wisconsin is very rarely would happen in the winter, okay? And then also we've said it's a mode of transportation. And you'd agree with that. You know the answer now. It's a mode of transportation, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So we've got a couple of different prizes. You tell them about one, I'll tell them about one. Go ahead.
All right. So what we got here for the first prize is for Praise in the Pines. An event coming up here.
July 21st.
Okay, I didn't have a date right here in front of me. But 3 to 5 p.m., concert begins at 6:30. Speaker...
Eagle River.
Okay, speaker Bob Lenz is going to be speaking. And then some music artists as well. Big Daddy Weave, Austin French, and Hannah Kerr going to be there. Mm-hmm. And that's two tickets, correct? Two tickets for
two tickets,
this
right.
event.
That's right. And we'll email those out next week once we get our next winner of that as well. So, again, that is one of the prizes. The other one is $25 of spending on whatever you want at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop, one block east of Mabel, Tainter, and Menominee. They've got ice cream. They've got candy from all over the world. I am not kidding. All over the world.
I have actually, went there for the first time just, I think it was last week. Okay. And it is really cool.
Huh.
So just
it's
as
big,
in,
isn't it?
It is. It's a lot bigger than it looks from the front there. But they've got some neat stuff in there, so that'd be a great prize to get.
We need some callers, though. We need some folks to give this a try. Again, 13,000 people a year hurt in the United States in this mode of transportation that, again, injuries from this in Wisconsin would be very, very rare in the winter.
So I do have almost in front of me, Mark.
Yep. 723-2555, 723-2555. 723-2555, and the calls are starting to come in. So, you're talking about wrong answers?
Yes, I was going to say,
we can go to the phones right now. So, let's start this. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Cody from Eau Claire.
All right, Cody, what do you think?
Might it be road construction workers?
Road construction workers, 13,000 of them get hurt every year in the U.S.? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I just want to properly understand your guess there.
Yeah.
That is not it, Cody. But thanks for trying, and thanks for your birthday wishes the other day. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Virgil from Whitehall.
Virgil, hi. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
I'm going to say skateboards.
Skateboards. Okay, I think that's been guessed already. You want a bonus guess?
Okay, dudes, with more like a Segway, is that considered different?
Oh, yeah, a Segway. That's different from a skateboard.
I don't even know what that is.
It's another mode of transportation. Unfortunately, that's not the correct answer. All right. Keep those guesses coming. 723-2555. Two great prizes. Two tickets to Praise in the Pines, July 21st in Eagle River. You got Hannah Kerr, Big Daddy Weave, and Austin French, plus Bob Lenz, the speaker, and $25 to spend as you see fit at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. If you give us the right answer here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rose from Phillips, and I'm going to guess skydiving.
Skydiving. 13,000 injuries from... That's a mode of transportation you are dropping.
That's true.
Dropping like a rock. That's not it, though. Sorry, Rose. All right, 723-2555. The Wib Wake Up Show on a finally Friday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Randy from Stanley, and
good
I'm going
to
gonna guess...
You. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, Mark. Birthday blessings.
Thank you.
I'm guessing a motorbike moped accident.
Okay. Motorbike moped. That's a mode of transportation, and then that is not what we're looking for, so sorry about that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Welcome to the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with lawnmower.
Lawnmower injuries. Could that be it? You know what? That's been guessed, Todd. Do you want to do another one?
Sure. I'll go with riding bicycle.
All right. Riding bicycles. I think that's been guessed as well, so I'm sorry. One bonus guess per caller. Three more tries, Sam, and then we're going to... I don't know what we're going to do. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall. I'm thinking outside the box here. You said type of mode of transportation. Is it hayride?
Hay rides. Oh, those dangerous hay rides. Could that be it? That's not. But good way to think creatively. Two more tries here on a Friday edition of the Wib Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Bob from Whitty.
All right, Bob, what do you think?
Pedestrian hitting a crosswalk.
Pedestrian? Just sad.
That's right.
Could it be 13,000 pedestrians hit by us dangerous drivers? That is not it, but thank you, Bob. And one last guess here this morning before Sam and I tried to figure out when we could do this, because we do headlines in the next half hour.
Right.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
John from New Auburn.
All right, John.
Roller coasters.
Roller coasters. Oh, those injuries. Yeah, and that can happen from time to time, right?
I can see that. I can see that happening.
I think
the
more common thing, you don't count getting sick as an injury, I don't think. So that's
right.
Not it. There's the buzzer. We are done. All right, so basically we bring it back in an hour.
Yeah.
Bring it back in an hour.
I think that's the only thing we can do at this point. Mark and Sam here for your Whip Wake Up Show on this Friday, where you lead busy lives. And here at WWIB, we want to make sure that you keep up to date on the latest. Mm-hmm. And so on this Friday here, wrapping up the week, we have your headlines for the week. And here we go.
Yeah, starting it off, Sam, according to another report, men who drink four or more cups of coffee a day have a 45% lower risk of developing gallstones than those who don't drink coffee.
The ones who don't drink coffee still get gallstones, but at least they don't lose any sleep over it.
Yeah, there you go.
In a survey, a software developer was named the best job in America, followed by nurse practitioner.
Surprisingly, the job of reading on the radio, a list of good jobs, was not one of those listed.
Talk about underappreciated.
I know. A study found that twice as many men as women doze off on company time.
Looks like men are more invested in power naps than power points.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
A Florida porch pirate had to leave the package he was attempting to steal behind when it wouldn't fit in his small car.
Amateurs like this give true thieves such a bad name.
Yeah, be better at stealing or something.
A study found that diet and exercise are proven to be equally effective at losing weight. You don't have to do both.
Now if they could figure out a way, I don't have to do either.
There you go.
Researchers say a chimpanzee's spatial memory is so good that it can remember where to find a single tree in a patch of forest with 12,000 trees.
Wow, I can't even find my car in the Walmart parking lot.
First, dolphins are smarter than us. Now monkeys?
And finally, Earth is far more magnetic than scientists previously thought.
Which explains why it's so hard for me to get off the couch on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
All right, it is time for our Finally Friday, trying to give away two great prizes. A $25 gift certificate for C&J's Candy Shop and Candy Store and Scoop Shop, one block east of Mabel Tainter in Menominee. They've got nostalgia candy, chocolates, and candy. Every shelf labeled with a different country. Try their new bubble tea, and don't forget a scoop of creamy, delicious ice cream. You can get it in a cone, a float, ice cream, nachos, shakes, what have you. And that's not all, right? You get two tickets for Praise in the Pines, July 21st in Eagle River on the line. Hannah Kerr and also Austin French, Big Daddy Weave, Bob Lenz, the speaker. So, two prizes. We've been trying to give these away since Tuesday, Sam.
That's right. And it really all comes down to this. I mean, really, the question is, if we don't get it now, what are you guys going to do? I mean, bring it into next week,
you know, we may push aside Best of the Week and do it at 8:45. That's the plan. That's my backup quarterback right now. All right, again, 723-2555. We're going to give another hint, so be ready for that, although people are already calling. All right, we've already told you. Initially, we said 13,000 people are injured by this every year. Then we said that's in the United States. Then we said very few of those injuries would occur in Wisconsin in the winter. Then we specified it's a mode of travel or transportation. Transportation, really, I guess, would be more specific and accurate. And finally, this is the latest clue. It's associated with a sport.
That's right.
So there you go. 723-2555. Let's take some calls.
All right. Opening it up.
Oh, no. You know, we wanted to just highlight, because we've heard from so many great listeners before we take calls.
Of course.
Where are some of the places we've heard from?
So let's see. Fall Creek is one.
Rice Lake.
Ladysmith.
Prentice.
Eau Claire.
Wausau.
Menominee.
Oliva.
Mondovi.
Thorpe.
Durand.
Cumberland.
Turtle Lake.
Spooner.
Phillips.
Jump River.
Willard.
Spooner.
Glen Flora.
Prairie Farm.
Withy.
Whitehall.
Chippewa Falls.
And Augusta.
That's a lot.
Yeah, Spooner was in there twice, but that's just such a great city. We think of Cliff up there. All right, so 723-2555. Are we ready to go?
All right, let's see if I get all the buttons pressed here. And good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Jan from Chippewa. All right, what's your guess?
Boating accident.
Boating accidents.
Those are nasty. Could that be it? Sorry, Jan. Try again, 723-2555, 13,000 people in the U.S. hurt by this. It's a mode of transportation. Has to do with a sport. That's our latest hint for you. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Doesn't sound like they're there.
I don't think so. Maybe I pressed the wrong button, but
all right.
Hang on here. All right, next caller here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, that's what I did. That was my mistake. My mistake. One more time here. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
John from New Auburn.
All right, John from New Auburn. All right.
What do you think?
Water skiing?
Water skiing. I think that one's already been guessed.
I think it's been guessed. You want to try another one?
I know a golf cart has to have been guessed.
No, it doesn't have to have been.
Oh, golf carting? Golf cart?
Golf cart as his bonus guess because water skiing was already guessed. Could that be it? Golf carts, 13,000 injuries per year? You got it. All right, I don't think we've ever had a winner on a bonus guess.
Wow.
So.
That was awesome.
Give us your name again.
John from New Auburn.
John in New Auburn. All right. Have you ever won on WWIB before?
No, I have not.
Well, congratulations, because you won twice over today. Golf carts, 13,000 people getting injured. You can see how that can happen. Golf carts. And so you go away with a $25 gift certificate for C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. And that'll be here for you to come by and pick up. But also, we're going to email you. We need to make sure we get your email address. Email you those tickets for Praise in the Pines, July 21st in Eagle River. You get to see Big Daddy Weave, Hannah Kerr, Austin French, and Bob Lenz, okay?
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Way to go, John. Hold the line. Golf cart injuries. Okay. Be careful out there when you're on
all
the
right.
links, huh?
I suppose. I've never actually been in or around one, but I can imagine there could be a risk there.
I need to get you and Caleb out on the golf course.
Because, there we go.
I haven't golfed in a couple of years, but all right. Thanks so much, John. Congratulations. Hold the line.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm really relieved. You know, I'm finally getting it.
I'm going to go work on best of the week and leave it for you the next 20 minutes.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
It's the Whip Wake Up Show. WWIB. The waning moments here on a Friday. We've had all sorts of combinations on the air. And in terms of your hosts, even Sam flying solo on Wednesday. We've boiled down the week to this 3 minutes, and it sounds like this. Bob in Rice Lake letting us know that happy anniversary, Mark and Heidi Weber. Many blessings to your beautiful relationship together. So happy anniversary to them. In fact, we want to cheer them on. Marriage is a marathon, not a sprint. One day at a time, week at a time, month at a time, year at a time. Before you know it, you got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years together. And may your marriage and your relationship with God and each other just get better and better day by day. Today, the number is 76. That's our number for the day. That's the percentage of Americans who claim they eat healthy, and I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. You think 76% of Americans eat healthy? And that's why we have the obesity epidemic we have? Just no way. We want to think we eat healthy, I think. You ever had this experience where you think, you kind of say something and then somebody corrects you and you still are kind of doubting their correction and then you check and you were right and then you've got to decide, do you just let it go or do you just go back to them?
Man, that's always the challenge, right? Because that self-righteous part of you is like, man, I want to own this person badly.
Yeah.
And yeah, I get that. There's actually a Facebook group called People Incorrectly Correcting Others. And it's so busy because it happens so often that people are like, well, no, actually,
right.
And then they're wrong in how they correct.
Happy birthday, Mark, from Ron and Carrie Kayback from Hawkins, Wisconsin. We hope you had a great day. Have an awesome day today also.
That one hit to center. Back and way gone off the scoreboard for Willie.
Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin. In a game that Halvo attended on his 60th birthday, the Milwaukee Brewers claimed their series win over the Blue Jays, a 5-4 win in the finale from American Family Field.
Well, congratulations to Bob from Rice Lake, who just was a winner for that June Dairy Contest, winning that Culver's Valley Basket and the Concrete Mixer for the June Dairy Month prize.
Now, is it birthday Bob Linder?
I think so.
That is it. All right. So there you go. On his birthday, he wins the Culver's. And what does he get, actually, Sam?
For that Culver's prize, he gets that value basket and one concrete mixer from Culver's.
The Whip Wake Up Show, and it'll make us laugh Monday, but this is no laughing matter because Josh and Naomi, it's a happy 6th wedding anniversary to them. And Cody, one of our great listeners, Cody Ender, putting us up to giving Josh a call, apparently on his way to work. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing, sir?
Doing fine. And so what's been the key to 6 years of a great marriage?
Intentionality and a lot of grace.
Yeah, that sounds good. Intentionality and a lot of grace. There we go. That is the best of the week here on WWIB.
All right. So it's a good compilation. It was a crazy week.
Uh-huh.
It was definitely a crazy week. And we're kind of wrapping it up here.